طيب بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 11th session for the fiqh from المستوى الثاني, the second level Medina program. And today, يعني, we have a new topic that we introduced last week, just mentioning it, يعني, at the end of the class, which is the seventh topic, الحج والعمرة. الحج والعمرة too. And the first part of this topic is dealing with al-mawaqit. And last week, I think we mentioned just a little bit about this particular topic, and we want to return to this and read what's here in terms of the mawaqit. And hopefully today we could do some of the exercises, at least for this first part, and then we'll go on to the umrah. But the first thing we want to start with is the mawaqit. So if you turn to page 18, and this topic is on page 18 and 19, at least the first part of it, the exercises go to page 20, first half of page 20. Okay, if you look on page 18, you see, yani near the top of the page, the title, Al-Hajju wal-Umratu. Al-Hajju wal-Umratu. What is the meaning of Al-Hajj? The pilgrimage. And Al-Umrah? Umrah, it means Umrah? Small pilgrimage, minor pilgrimage. Now the minor pilgrimage. That's how they usually say it. In any case, these two topics are related to one another, so we're taking them as one topic: al-Hajj wal-Umrah. And sometimes the people might perform Umrah alone, and sometimes people perform Hajj alone, Hajj Ifrad. But generally, they are combined together. Generally, Umrah is combined along with the Hajj. In any case, we're going to talk a little bit about the mawaqit for Hajj and Umrah. So, the subtopic is al-mawaqitu. What is the meaning of al-mawaqit? Huh? Boundaries. Naam, boundaries. Yani mawaqit is the plural of, anybody know what's the singular? Miqat. Anyway, we'll come to this word, inshallah, as we go along. Mawaqit, yani the boundaries. Hiya qismani, yani al-mawaqit qismani. Yani hiya is referring back to what? Al-mawaqit. Al-mawaqit is plural, and hiya is singular. Why are we using a singular pronoun to refer to a plural word? Naam, faiz? Huh? Now it's a plural for ghayru aqil. Yani mawaqit is ghayru aqil. So therefore, plurals for things that are, yani, irrational. Walaikum salam. Non-intelligent, we say that the plurals for the ghayru aqil nouns are treated as though they are feminine singular. They're treated as though they are feminine singular. So we say hiya. Hiya is the feminine singular pronoun, right? Hiya meaning al-mawaqit qismani. So the boundaries are two divisions. The first word here is a mistake, right? We corrected that last week. The first word, Aleph, it says waqitu. It should be mawaqit. It should be mawaqit. Yani with meem and fatha in the beginning of the word. Okay, it should be al-mawaqitu or mawaqit zamaniya. The first type of the mawaqit is mawaqitu zamaniya. And here, we should note that the word mawaqit has a single dhamma, and zamaniya has a double dhamma. Is there some reason for this? Yani, naam. Because of the wazan, it's like that. Something to do with the wazan, naam, specifically though. Yani mawaqit here, mawaqit is indefinite, it's nakira. It does not have alif lam, it's nakira, but it doesn't have tanween. Huh? Because it's plural. So plurals don't take tanween? Plurals don't take tanween? No? So what about muslimatun? Is it mamnu min al-sarf? You asking or you telling? Are you asking? That's possible, it could be mamnu min al-sarf. Why would it be mamnu min al-sarf? Why? طيب, from the wazns of ممنوع من الصرف we have مفاعل and مفاعيل, and this is مواقيت, from the wazn of مفاعيل. It's ممنوع من الصرف, doesn't take تنوين. Okay, so we're saying here what the first type is, مواقيت زمانية, which means what? Boundaries of time. Huh? Boundaries of time. Zamaniya. Boundaries of time. Meaning that there are certain time boundaries that a person has to observe. Yani for Hajj and Umrah. There are some boundaries for time, right? That it has to be done within these boundaries, within these limits. It can't be outside of there, at least for Hajj anyway, right? Mawaqitu zamaniyatun. Wahiya shawwalun wa dhul qa'adati وعشر من ذي الحجة لا يصح شيء من أعمال الحج إلا فيها. يعني what are the مواقيت زمنية؟ هي شوال. What is شوال? One of the months, right? The month of شوال. When does that month come? After Ramadan. The month following Ramadan, 10th month. وذو القعدة 11th month. وعشر من ذي الحجة. And 10 days from the month of Dhul-Hijjah. Yani the 10th month, 11th month, and 12th month. Meaning that the boundaries of Hajj, the beginning of the time for Hajj, is immediately following Ramadan. Yani the first of Shawwal. And the last days in which a person can do the acts of Hajj is within the 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And notice here, yani these two words, Dhul Ka'adati, Al-Ka'ada is spelled with Fatha. And Dhul-Hijjati, Al-Hijjah is spelled with Kasra. Okay, so try to remember that the month of Dhul-Ka'ada is with Fatha and Dhul-Hijjah is with Kasra. So sometimes people change them and they say Dhul-Qa'ada or Dhul-Hajjah. It's Dhul-Ka'ada and Dhul-Hijjah with Fatha and Kasra. Naam, طيب. So these are this is the time boundary, yani in reference to Hajj, yani from the whole month of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and 10 days from Dhul Hijjah. لا يصح شيء من أعمال الحجة الحجة إلا فيها. And this means what? لا يصح means what? Yani it's not valid. It's not sahih. It's not valid. يعني شيء, anything, من أعمال الحج, from the actions or the deeds or the works of Hajj. None of it, nothing from these acts of Hajj are valid. إلا فيها. إلا, except فيها. في, within the, نعم, the مواقيت. يعني within the ميقات of these months. شوال, ذو القعدة, and ذو الحجة. So that means that if a person does any of the acts of Hajj, yani during the month of Ramadan, doesn't count for Hajj. Doesn't count for Hajj. Because you can't begin any of the acts of Hajj until Shawwal. So if a person, for example, and he goes to Mecca and makes Tawaf and Sa'i during Ramadan, is it good? That's good. Thank you. I'm trying to wake you up again. Huh? It's good. But it's not for Hajj. But it's good, right? Because al-umrah fi Ramadan is like what? Al-hajj ma'i. It's like making hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it's good, but it's not good for hajj. Not good for hajj. But the reward is magnified, like making hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But it doesn't count for hajj. Yeah, and if a person wants to make hajj that same year, they have to start all over again for hajj, right? And make the umrah for hajj. طيب. أما العمرة فتصح في كل وقت. What is the meaning? As far as the minor pilgrimage, it is valid every time. In every time, meaning any time, all times. Umrah is valid at all times. In these months or outside of these months, before, after, any time, it's permissible, it's valid, it's correct to make Umrah. So this is the first type of ميقات يعني the مواقيت زمنية. باء the second type is مواقيت مكانية. مكانية يعني مكانية is a word from what its root is what
place.
مكان place يعني زمان and مكان زمانية and مكانية. So this is these are the boundaries that's in reference to places. يعني boundaries across the earth and the land that you have to observe. يعني you can't يعني pass certain land boundaries. If you intend to make Hajj or Umrah, except that you have to do certain things required of you before you cross those boundaries, right? So we're saying the second type is مواقيت مكانية, زمانية and مكانية. وهي يعني هذه المواقيت هي الأماكن التي يحرم منها من أراد الحج والعمرة. من أراد الحج والعمرة. يعني مواقيت مكانية هي الأماكن. الأماكن is the plural of what? مكان. أماكن. The places التي يحرم منها. The places from which a person enters into a state of إحرام. يحرم. From أحرم يحرم يعني إحرام. The person enters the state of consecration, the state of ihram. Yani, these are the places التي يحرم منها, that a person enters the state of consecration from these places. For who? من أراد, whoever intends الحج والعمرة, whoever intends to perform the pilgrimage or the minor pilgrimage. So the second type of the مواقيت is the land boundaries. And these land boundaries are the places from which a person enters the state of ihram, the state of consecration. From these places, depending on where you come in. When a person intends to make Hajj or Umrah. And if a person doesn't intend Hajj or Umrah, then it doesn't matter. It's not applicable, right? But if a person has intention of Hajj or Umrah, they cannot cross these boundaries except that they enter into the state of ihram. And entering the state of ihram means what? What does it mean? What do we mean, enter a state of ihram? Huh? Means putting on some kind of clothing, right? Something that you have to wear. What else? And having intention. Making intention that you're performing Hajj or Umrah. And making intention that you're performing Hajj or Umrah. Putting on some clothing, like an upper garment, right? And lower garment, which is called what? Rida and Izar. And the upper garment is called Rida and the lower garment is called Izar. Izar. Yani, like what some people wear. Sometimes when people come in the masjid and they may not be dressed properly, so they put on izar on the lower garment around their waist so that yani they're covered properly in prayer. Yani, we'll come to this discussion in detail later, but yani for now, so we mean here, right? Person has to enter into the state of ihram from these places if he intends Hajj or Umrah. What are these places? Wahiya, yani al mawaqit here. Number one, dhul حليفتي ذو الحليفتي وهو ميقات أهل المدينة. يعني ذو الحليفة, that's the name of a place that's outside the city of Medina. ذو الحليفة, it's called ذو الحليفة. And it is, this ميقات, هو ميقات أهل المدينة. It is the boundary, the land boundary for the people of Al-Madinah. And the people from Medina, if they intend Hajj or Umrah, they have to get into ihram before they cross Dhul Hulayfa. Yani when they get to Dhul Hulayfa, they have to enter in the state of ihram. Even if they already have the clothing of ihram on, then they have to make intention from that place, from Dhul Hulayfa. The second of the boundaries, land boundaries, Al-Juhfatu. Al-Juhfatu. Wahiya miqatu ahl al-Shami. Al-Juhfa is the miqat, the land boundary for the people of Sham. What is ahl al-Sham? What is Sham? Yani that area of the earth that's called today, these countries like Syria and Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, like this. Okay? These places generally were called in the past Asham. Now today every area has its own name, right? And they became independent countries. But in the past it used to be Asham. Number three, the third boundary is Yalamlamu. Yalamlam. Yalamlamu. Wahiya miqat ahl al-Yemen. And it, Yalamlam, it is the miqat, the land boundary for the people of Yemen. people of Yemen, right? Meaning, yani the people coming to Mecca from the south, through Yemen, that area, as opposed to yani Dhul Hulayfa, people coming from the north, right? Coming from Medina. The fourth boundary is Qarn al-Manazili. Qarn al-Manazili. Qarn al-Manazil huwa miqat Ahlul Najd. Ahlul Najd. Yani Najd is the area in the Arabian Peninsula, huh? South? East. East, naam. Going to east, going in the east, east, and Najd. And the fifth boundary is Dhatu Irq. Dhatu Irqin. Wahiya miqatu Ahlul Iraq. Ahlul Iraqi. And the fifth boundary is Dhatu Irq, and it is the land boundary for the people of Iraq. The people of Al-Iraq. So we have five boundaries here. And Dhul Hulayfa, Al-Juhfa, Yalamlam, Qarn al-Manazil, and Dhatu Irqin. For the people of Medina, Sham, Yemen, Najd, and Iraq. Right? So people coming from any of these places or near them or crossing from that direction, then they have to yani get into Ihram before they cross this miqat. Naam, akhi.
It's always sufficient that you, like, say if I'm in a plane,
yeah,
and I'm in a, okay, like for example, you mentioned Sham, and I'm in that area, and I'm coming from that area.
Yeah.
I don't have to actually go to the miqat.
No, you don't have to go to the miqat.
If I'm in that area,
you have to make sure you are in Ihram before you cross the miqat. Naam, that's correct. If you're in an airplane, you don't have to tell the pilot, you have to land down there for us, we got to get in Ihram. Nah, you just, yani make sure you're in the condition state of Ihram before you pass the miqat. Naam. Normally if you're flying, most of the airlines, they let the people know, if they know people are going for Hajj or Umrah, they will, the pilot will announce that we're approaching the miqat, yani before you get there. Because some people, maybe they didn't even get into the clothing of Ihram yet. So that means they have to go in the bathroom or someplace, and maybe, you know, in the airplane, it's not like 100 bathrooms, right? So they have to give people time. But if a person put on the clothing at home before they got on the plane, that's good. That's good. You can do that. And then when you get to the miqat, you make intention, yani in your heart. And by saying, Labayk Allahumma Umrah, or Labayk Allahumma Hajj, or whatever it may be. Okay, so these are the miqat, and these are five, and these are for the people who are coming from those places specifically, or crossing through, yani from that direction. On the page 19, yani we have written, huh?
It goes for, you have to say in your Arabic,
you have to say, Labayk Allahumma, orally, you have to say it. Naam. When a person is making hajj, you have to say, yani when you... Naam, when you get to the miqat and you put on the clothing of ihram and you have intent to make hajj or umrah, then you also, it's from the rituals of hajj or umrah that you have to say, Labayk Allahumma bi umrah. Yani I'm making umrah. Labayk Allahumma bi hajj. I'm making hajj. And you have to say that. Naam. And there's difference of opinion amongst the scholars as to whether or not this is considered intention, but there's no doubt that it's intention. Yani it's intention. A person is stating that they intend to make Hajj Umrah. But the original rule for intention in acts of worship in general is that it's in the heart. It's not something that is expressed orally. It's not something that's expressed orally. Now, Allahu A'lam. Yani it's a tasgiyah, it's some tasgiyah. Yani from, it appears to be from Halif. But I mean, it's the name of a place. Yani its name was there before. And it didn't come as, yani when the Prophet ﷺ was giving revelation, and yani he brought to the people Islam, then they made up this name. The name was already there, Dhul Hulayfa. That's the name of the place.
So you buy clothing before you go.
Yeah, it's better to have it. Yani it depends on where you're going, where you're going through. Okay, like if a person was going to make Umrah or Hajj, and they were flying from this side, going over to Medina, for example. Okay, they can get an ihram in Medina. Wherever they're staying, at the home or hotel or wherever they're staying, they can get an ihram there. But if a person is going from here, for example, from New York to Jeddah, actually when they reach Jeddah, they have already passed the miqat. So that person has to get an ihram before they land in Jeddah. Before they land. So that means that's a little bit different, right? You can't wait until you get there. You have to do it before. Either here in New York or wherever you're coming from, or you have to do it on the plane when they announce that we're approaching the miqat. And you have to be careful, of course, right? Because a few hundred people on the plane, only a few bathrooms, right? Some people might not make it.
But in the clothing,
Huh? No, you have to wear ihram for Umrah. You have to wear ihram for Hajj and Umrah. Equally, no different.
But if you put on the ihram, could you say the talbiyah, I guess?
No, you shouldn't say the talbiyah until you reach the miqat. And if a person puts on the clothing at ihram in New York City, at the airport, they shouldn't start reciting talbiyah until they reach the miqat. They make intention when they're in the air, we're approaching the miqat. Now we're at the miqat, you should... And they make intention for Hajj or Umrah and begin to recite Talbiyah from that point, from the Miqat, not before the Miqat. Not before the Miqat. Now. A little bit louder, please, because I can't hear well. Yeah, there's a lot of details. We're not going to talk about the details here, but yes, Yani, before a person enters the state of Ihram, they should take a ghusl. And before they enter the state of Ihram, they should shave hairs from the private area. They should clip their nails and things like this before entering the state of Ihram. Because when a person enters the state of Ihram, these things are prohibited, right? Yani, not the ghusl. Yani, it's not prohibited to take a ghusl. Take ghusl as much as you like. But shaving the hairs and clipping the nails, things like this are prohibited during the state of Ihram. So a person should, yani, purify themselves with all the means of purification before they enter the state of Ihram. Except that, of course, a ghusl, a person can take ghusl while they're in Ihram as much as is necessary, as much as you like. There's no prohibition from washing your body. But there's a prohibition from using scent. So if a person uses some ether, yani sweet smelling fragrance or something, they have to put it on before they enter the state of Ihram. Because when you're in the state of Ihram, you can't use it. Okay, we'll come to some of these details as we read, but yani for now, we're going to try to stick as closely as possible what we have in front of us, so we can get through it, inshallah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هن لهن ولمن أتى عليهن من غير أهلهن لمن أراد الحج والعمرة. Let's stop here for a minute, right? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هن لهن. هن لهن. يعني هن here means the مواقيت. These مواقيت, these boundaries, هن لهن are for these places. Yani the people who are passing through these places. Yani the mawaqit. Yani these mawaqit are for the people who are coming from these mentioned places. Yani they are boundaries for those people. Waliman ata alayhinna. And whoever came past those boundaries, even if they're not from those places. Waliman ata. Yani ata means ja'a. Ata ya'ati. Waliman ata alayhinna. And whoever crossed by these boundaries. Min ghayri ahlihinna. Yani those who came by, passed by, who are not from the people of those places. Yani min ghayri ahlihinna. Yani from those who are other than the people of those places. Yani for the people of those places, and for whoever came past them, from those who are not from the people of those places. Specifically, liman arad al-hajj wal-umrah. But this is for the people of those places and the people who came past those places, if they intended to make Hajj or Umrah. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ. Okay, so let's try to understand this expression. هُنَّ لَهُنَّ. Yani these boundaries are for the people of those places. And also, and this wow has a kasra, right? Wow, the wow al-Atif has a kasra here. Should be a fatha, right? وَلِمَنْ أَتَى عَلَيْهِنَّ. Yani for the people of those places, and for the people who came across those places, min ghayri ahlihinna, from other than the people of those places. Walima, yani liman, yani specifically for whoever, yani arada, intended, al-hajja, the pilgrimage, wal-umrata, and the minor pilgrimage. What is the meaning of this statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A, yani A means what? Meaning, yani, what's the meaning of this statement? هذه المواقيت يعني these boundaries لهن هن لهن يعني هن means هذه المواقيت لهن means لي أهلي البلاد المكفورة يعني لهن originally لهن is the preposition لي but remember we said the preposition لي it's written with فتح right when you attach the pronoun to it so it became له لها لهم لهن but it's originally لي right so لهن means لي أهلي, for the people of البلاد, the lands المذكورة that are mentioned, the mentioned land, meaning المدينة, الشام, العراق, and so on, and Najd, these places. هن لهن, يعني هن means هذه المواقيت, لهن means لأهل هذه البلاد المذكورة, لأهل, for the people of the mentioned lands. البلاد is the plural of what? بلد, بلد. Huh? البلدان also, now another plural. Now, okay, for these are مواقيت, for the people of the mentioned lands, countries. وَكَذَلِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ, and also, and they are also for لِمَنْ مَرَّ بِهَا, and they are also for whoever مَرَّ بِهَا. مَرَّ بِهَا means what?
To pass by.
يعني in the actual hadith it says وَلِمَنْ أَتَى عَلَيْهِنَّ. أَتَى عَلَيْهِنَّ means مَرَّ بِهِنَّ, those who pass by it. وَكَذَلِكَ لِمَنْ مَرَّ بِهَا, يعني, and likewise these boundaries are for those who pass by. مَرَّ بِهَا, the ha means what? By البلاد المذكورة, whoever pass by these mentioned lands. Anybody who passed by these lands? No. Those who passed by these lands, لِمَنْ مَرَّ بِهَا مُتَّجِهًا إِلَى مَكَّةَ لِأَدَاءِ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَةِ. يعني, it's for, and likewise it is for those who passed by these lands, specifically those who passed by these lands, مُتَّجِهًا إِلَى مَكَّةَ, يعني going towards Mecca, going towards Mecca. Whoever passed by these places, and their intent is to go to Mecca. متجهاً إلى مكة. And here, the Arab of the word Mecca, what is the Arab of Mecca here? First, it is, it's مجرور. It's مجرور, بائلة, right? It's مجرور. And the sign that it's مجرور is what? فتحة. لماذا؟ لأنه ممنوع من الصرف. Okay, so we say Mecca is, يعني اسم مجرور, because of the preposition. And the sign that is majrur is fatha instead of kasra because it's يعني ممنوع من الصرف. وكذلك لمن مر بها متجها, يعني going towards, facing. يعني متجها is from the word وجها, يعني وجه, يعني originally this, يعني the verb is إل, يعني from وجها إل تجها, but whenever the واو, يعني from this form of the verb افتعل, whenever the first letter is a واو, the واو is deleted and تاء is doubled. That's how we get, instead of اتجه it became اتجه, and here it became متجها, the اسم فاعل متجها, متجها يعني facing, going towards مكة لأداء, لي يعني the لي here means what? For the purpose of, لي أداء الحج والعمرة, for the purpose of fulfilling the Hajj, the pilgrimage, or the minor pilgrimage. يعني, so what is the meaning of this sentence? The meaning of this hadith is A, هذه المواقيت لأهل مذكور البلاد المذكورة. These boundaries are for the people of the mentioned lands. وكذلك, and likewise they are also لمن مر بها, whoever passed by them, متجها, going towards, يعني متجها إلى مكة, going towards مكة, for the purpose of pilgrimage or the minor pilgrimage, li adai. Adai means what? To fulfill something. To fulfill the Hajj or the Umrah. After this, yani explanation of this hadith, yani we have here, Ahlu Mecca, yani especially for the people of Mecca, note, right? Ahlu Mekkata, again, the Arab of Mecca is what? It's mudafun ilayhi majroor. Mudafun ilayhi majroor. And the sign that is majroor is fatta niyabatan an kasra liyannahu mamnu min al-sarf. Note, special note for the people of Mecca. Ahlu Mekkata yuhrimuna lil-hajji min Mekkata. Yani the people of Mecca, they enter the state of ihram. Yani yuhrimuna is from ahrama. Ahrama yuhrimu. Yuhrimuna, they enter the state of ihram. Lil-hajji, specifically for Hajj. If they are making Hajj, pilgrimage, They enter the state of Ihram min Makkata, from Mecca itself. Why? Huh? If you yuhram, of consecration for Hajj or Umrah, naam. No. Naam. Ahrama means to enter the state of consecration for Hajj or Umrah. So if you say yuhram, and you mean entering the state of Ihram. Ahlu Makkata yuhrimuna lil Hajji min Makkah. This is a ruling specifically for the people of Mecca, specifically when they're making pilgrimage. If they're making Umrah, then it's different, right? Yuhrimuna, yani Ahlu Makkah, yuhrimuna lil Umrati min Adna al Hilli. Min Adna al Hilli. As far as the people of Mecca, if they're making Umrah, they do not enter the state of Ihram for Mecca. But rather for Umrah, يُحْرِمُونَ لِلْعُمْرَةِ مِنْ أَدْنَى الْحِلِّ, from the nearest, the nearest hill. Yani hill means yani the places that are yani outside of the haram. The places outside of the haram. The haram of Mecca, right, has boundaries. So on any side of those boundaries, any place after you cross out of the haram area of Mecca, the sacred area of Mecca, yani meaning the area surrounding the city of Mecca, is haram. And outside of those boundaries that are known to the people in that area, is called the hal. Yani it's not yani prohibited. And the hal was prohibited in the haram. Right? So if you go outside of the haram, you're in the hal. The nearest place that's outside of the haram, they can go to the nearest place and enter the state of Ihram for Umrah. That's for the people in Mecca. People in Mecca, if they want to make Umrah, they have to go outside of the Haram surrounding Mecca, and they have to go to the Hal, nearest Hal, and then they can enter Ihram from that place. Okay, from any side of the Haram, whatever is nearest, they just go there, and they enter the state of Ihram, as the, like the person in the Miqat, they enter the state of Ihram from there, and then they come back to Mecca to perform the Umrah. Naam. Yani the hal is the area in which you are free to do things that you normally do that are prohibited in the haram. Yani like hunting land animals and things like this. Naam. No, not 100 yards. It's more than 100 yards. No, they have to go outside of the haram area. They have to get in a car, on a bus, or some transportation and go to the nearest area. The haram area is not just, yani, the masjid. It's not just the city of Mecca. It's the area surrounding the city of Mecca. So they have to go outside of that area. Okay, whichever one is nearest, they can go there. The people in that area, they know what's nearest. Right, they'll take you to the nearest place, like Tan'im. And then the person can enter the state of Ihram from there. Okay, after this, right, came the exercises, right? Okay, so let's just review quickly what we read here, just quick so we can answer the questions, right? We said Hajj and Umrah, yani the first topic is the mawaqit, the boundaries. And the mawaqit of two types, mawaqitu zamaniya, yani time boundaries, and mawaqit al-makaniya, land boundaries. The mawaqit al-zamaniya are the months of Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And none of the actions of Hajj are permissible outside of these time boundaries. As far as Umrah, it may be made any time. And the mawaqit of Makaniyah for Hajj and Umrah, except for the people of Mecca, this special note, right? The rest of the people, they are the places that a person cannot pass by them, except that they have entered into the state of Ihram if they intend Hajj or Umrah. And we said that there are five: Dhul Hulayfa for the people of Medina, Al Juhafa for the people of Sham, Yalamlam for the people of Yemen, Qarn al Manazil for the people of Najd, and Zatul Irq for the people of Iraq. And then we mentioned the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, yani in reference to the mawaqit, Hunna, Lahunna, wa liman ata alayhinna min ghayri ahlihinna, liman arad al Hajj wal Umrah. Yani that these boundaries are for the people of the mentioned lands that are connected to these boundaries, and whoever comes across them from other than the people of those places, for whoever intends Hajj or Umrah. And we said specifically in reference to Mecca, the people who are in Mecca, the people of Mecca, they can enter the state of Ihram from Mecca itself if they intend Hajj, if they intend Umrah, they have to go out to the hill, the nearest place outside of the Haram area. Okay, this is what and we just got finished covering, and hopefully it's all clear. If there are any words that are not clear, we can take any questions related to the meaning of words or any expression that came in what we read up until now. Any question about that? Okay, we can come back to it again now. But let's look at the exercises now. They have no meaning? No, Allahu A'lam. Anyway, they are not cities. They are places. They are places. Okay, they are not cities. But, I mean, it's very likely that, you know, Arabic words have meanings, right? Some origin somewhere. Those old names came from something. Right? Came from somewhere. What does Mecca actually mean? What does it mean? Anybody know? Mecca. What does it actually mean? Yani, probably we don't know what it means. We just know it as Mecca. It's the name of a city. But it does have a meaning. Yani, linguistically it has a meaning. Mecca has a meaning. Right? It has a linguistic meaning that, yani, that name came from. But what does it mean? Yani, if you look it up, you'll find that Mecca has a meaning. It does definitely have a meaning. And its meaning, yani, is not necessarily clearly related to, yani, its significance. Okay? It doesn't really necessarily have any meaning related to that. But perhaps you can stretch it a little bit and come up with some way to relate its linguistic meaning to the city of Mecca. But in any case, we're not concerned about the meaning of these names of places. You know, they're just names of places. Yani, they don't necessarily have any specific meaning that's related to the point here. But that was the name of the place when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet ﷺ that nobody who's intending Hajj or Umrah should cross, yani, these places without entering the state of Ihram. That was already the name of the place. And it was already had a name, and then we just adapted that name. Now, okay, as far as the questions now. Qisman means, and Qisman means division. Division. There are two divisions. They are divided into two divisions. The first division is boundaries related to time, and the second division, boundaries related to place. Makan and Zaman. Four categories. Now. Okay, first question from Tamarin. First group of questions. Number one. Udhkur Qismay al-Mawaqit. Udhkur, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qismay al-Mawaqit. What is the meaning of the question first? What's the meaning of the question? The two divisions. Qismay originally is what? Qismain. Yani Qisman means two divisions. Qisman. But here it became Qismain because what? Maf'ulun bi. Udhkur. Qismay. Maf'ulun bi. Mansub. And the sign that is Mansub is the ya from Qismain. But because it's in idafa, the noon is what? Deleted because it's mudaf. So Qismay originally is Qismain. Qismain. The two divisions. Mention the two divisions of the Mawaqit. Or the two categories of Mawaqit. Okay, somebody. Now, Ibrahim. Naam. Mawaqit Zamaniya and Mawaqit Makaniya. Naam. Mawaqit of time, Zaman. And mawaqit of place, makan. Second question. Ma al-murad bi al-mawaqit al-zamaniyya. Ma al-murad bi al-mawaqit al-zamaniyya. What is the meaning of the question? What is the meaning of the question? Naam, Abu Bakr. Naam. Boundaries of time. Ma al-murad, what is the meaning? What is the intended meaning? What is the murad? What is intended? Yani, which meaning is intended by al-mawaqid al-zamaniya? Naam, Abu Bakr. Now, he said that It is the boundaries that are connected or related to Hajj. Not to Umrah, but to Hajj. Huh? And they are in these 3 months, the month of what? Shawwal, Dhul Qa'adah with Fatah, and 10 days from Dhul Hijjah with Kasra. Ashurun min Dhul Hijjah. Naam. Tayyib. Third question. اذكر مواقيت المكانية الخمسة. Naam. What is the meaning of the question first? Anybody? Mention? Naam, the five boundaries of, yani land boundaries, boundaries of place, the land boundaries, the five land boundaries. Okay, give me one of them, Ibrahim. Dhul Hulayfa, Fa'al al-Madinah. Naam, Adam. Yalamlam. Ah, lil ahl Yemen. Yemen, naam. Abu Bakr? Juhfa, al-Juhfa, lil ahl al-Sham. Anybody else? Now, Abdul Karim? Huh? Somebody help me, I can't hear a word. What are you saying? I can't hear you, Abdul Karim. Oh, Qarn al-Manazil. Qarn al-Manazil? لأهل النجد. أهل النجد. نعم. And the last one, Abdul Haq? ذات عرق لأهل العراق. لأهل العراق. I would recommend if a person is able to, that they should go to Medina first to make ease for yourself. And to make ease for yourself, unless you are concerned that you might not make it, then no harm, go straight to Mecca. But if you go to Medina, yani entering the country from Medina is easier than entering from somewhere else. The airport in Jeddah is not the same as the airport in Medina. Medina, mashallah, is a small airport, and the Jeddah is yani massive. And plus, yani you enter by Medina, you get a chance to yani rest, freshen up, and get ready to go to make the Umrah. However, from another perspective, it might be easier to go through Jeddah yani for other reasons. I know. Now. Yeah. Allahu musta'an. Abdul Halim, yalla, help us do something. Check the electric box or something. Is it breaker downstairs with them? Okay, so we just have to be patient. Okay. No, it's okay. No problem. Let's bear patiently, right? And like, let's act like we're the people in the time when there was no electricity, right? Inshallah, I have to talk a little bit louder so the sisters can hear us, and we have to be yani quiet, right, so that we can hear each other, so everybody can hear what's being said. Okay, so mashallah, I lived in Sudan for 1 year and 1 week, and the electricity used to be cut off every day, sometimes for hours, sometimes for days, sometimes for a whole week. Not only electricity, the water too. So this is nothing yani if we don't have electricity for a day, la bus. Did you ever experience that? Every day, even now. That was 25 years ago. Ibrahim just came from Sudan. He said every day. This is regular. This is normal. And this is what some people go through every day. But we have been spoiled. We have been spoiled. Now, so, okay. So, the mawaqit makaniya and khamsa, we mentioned them. Liman al-mawaqit al-atiya. Okay, this question, number four. Liman al-mawaqit Al-Atiyatu. To who? Yani for who are the following mawaqit? Who are they for? Okay, read the place and say who it is for. First, Mustafa. Let's start with Mustafa and then Abdurrahman. Yalamlamu is for?
Ahl al-Yemen.
Okay, Abdurrahman?
Al-Juhfa
too is li Ahl al-Sham. Shu'ayb? Dhartu Irqin is for Ahlu Al Iraq. Naam, somebody else? Abu Bakr? Qanu Al Manazili is for Ahlu Al Najd. And the last one? Naam, Adam? Dhul Hulayfa is for Ahlu Al Medina. Question number 5. مَا مِقَاتْ أَهْلِ كُلِّ مَوْضِعٍ مِمَّا يَأْتِي. What is the miqat, the boundary, for the people of each place? أَهْلِ كُلِّ مَوْضِعٍ. Each place, مِمَّا يَأْتِي, from that which follows. Okay, we name the place. We want to know, what is the name of the miqat for that place? First one, Adam. Al-Madina. Dhul Hulayfa. Naam. Next one, Abdurrahman. Al-Yaman is Yalamlam. Naam. Ibrahim. Al-Iraq. Thatu Irqin. Naam. Naam, Fadhu. Al-Sham is Al-Juhfatu. And the last city, or the last place? Najd. Qarnu Al-Manazil. Qarnu Al-Manazil. Question number 6. Min Aina Yuhrimu Ahlu Makkata Lil-Hajji Wal-Umrati. Yani it's two parts to this question. Min Aina Yuhrimu Ahlu Makkah. From where do the people of Mecca enter the state of consecration? Ihram. Yani, the first part of the question, where do they enter the state of Ihram? Lil Hajji, for Hajj. And the second part of the question, yani, lil Umrati, for Umrah. Tayyib, on this side, over here, anybody. Where do the people of Mecca enter the state of Ihram for Hajj? Lil Hajj, min Mecca. من مكة نفسها, from Mecca itself. And for Umrah, for Umrah, نعم. من أدنى الحل, من أدنى الحل, يعني from the nearest place where a person is free from the restrictions of the haram. Nearest place where a person becomes free from the restrictions of the haram. Question number 7. هل للعمرة وقت محدد. محدد. What does the meaning of محدد? Huh? وقت محدد. Specific. Specific. يعني specified, limited, specified time. يعني هل للعمرة, is there for عمرة وقت محدد, a special, specific time? Does عمرة have a special time, Abdul Haq? لا. يعني يجوز العمرة في كل وقت. في كل وقت. نعم. One more question remaining on the next page, top of page 20. Question number 8. اشرح هذا الحديث. اشرح هذا الحديث. What is the meaning?
Explain.
Explain this hadith. What is the إعراب of hadith here? Al-hadith. What is the إعراب of hadith? نعم. Badal, it's badal. Therefore, yani it's marfoon, or mansoob, or majroor.
Mansoob.
He said it's badal, and therefore it's mansoob, because the mubdal minhu is what? Is hadha, and the Arab of hadha is what? Huh? Hadha is the ism ishara. It's mabni but. يعني we don't say it's mansub, we say it. Okay, it's mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. Mabniyun fi mahalli nasb. Therefore, the badal also has to have the same, يعني irab. So it is اشرح هذا الحديث with فتح هذا الحديث. هن لهن. Naam. The lam is on top of the ha, so it's only one place for a vowel. It should be two vowels, right? One for the lam, which is fatha, and one for the ha, which is dhamma. But when those two letters are on top of each other, there's no two spaces, right? So we only got one vowel, should be two vowels. Hunna la hunna. La hunna. Hunna la hunna wa liman ata alayhinna min ghayri ahlihinna liman arada al-hajji wal-umrah. Okay, what is the meaning of this hadith? What is the meaning of this hadith? Yani in brief, now. Hunna lahunna means these mawaqit, or for these places, al-bilad al-madhkura, وَلِمَنْ أَتَى
عَلَيْهِنَّ
Whoever goes past them, مِنْ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِنَّ means other than the people of these places. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ الْحَجُّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ يعني whoever intends, يعني whoever crosses these miqat متجهاً يعني going towards إلى مكة يعني with intention لأداء الحج والعمرة. نعم, this is the meaning of this hadith. Okay, second part of the questions. Second part of the, okay, this clock is not running now. Where's my watch? Second part of the questions. Yeah, we still have time. Alhamdulillah. Let's finish these questions. Then we can look at the next part of this lesson. يعني the first question from the second set of questions. Question one. Hat جمع الأسماء الآتية. What is the meaning? Give the plural of the following nouns. Okay, give me the word and its plural. The first word, نعم. ميقات مواقيت. Next word, نعم. عمل أعمال. أعمال. نعم, the next word over here, نعم. مكان. أمكنا, or the word that we had here was in this darst, the plural that we had for مكان is what? أماكن. But it has other plurals also, but the one that we had here is أماكن. مكان, أماكن. على وزن مفاعل. ممنوع من الصرف. نعم, the second question from this part, هاتي المضارع والعمرة من أحرما. What is the meaning of the question? Give the present tense form of the verb and the imperative form or the command form of the verb from أحرما. نعم, what is it? نعم, Abdul Haq. The مضارع is يحرم. أحرما يحرم, and the فعل عمرة أحرم. أحرم, نعم. أحرم like أسلم. أسلم, right? أسلم يسلم أسلم. أسلم أحرم. يعني if you order somebody to enter, right, from أدخل يدخل أدخل يعني enter him, يعني allow him, cause him to enter. And if you're telling the person to enter, you say أدخل. If you're telling somebody else to allow them to enter, you say أدخل. على وزن أفعل, يعني the fourth form of the مزيد. أفعل يفعل أفعل. Okay, in the time that we have remaining, we want to look at the second part of this topic, that is Al-Umrah. And we'll just look at the description of Umrah, and we'll stop there, okay? Okay, so here we said what? Al-Umrah means the minor pilgrimage. Laha thalathatu arkanin. Laha, yani lil-Umrah. For Umrah, there are thalathatu arkanin. Meaning what? Three pillars. Pillars. The singular of arkan is rukun. Rukun. Yani the pillar means something that's essential. Essential. Yani you can't do without it. It's essential. لها ثلاثة أركان وهي, and they are, number one, الإحرام. الإحرام means entering the state of consecration for Hajj or Umrah. Number two, التواف. This, yani the ta has كسرة underneath the شدة, should be فتحة. الطواف. الطواف. الطواف بالكعبة. الطواف بالكعبة means circumambulation of the كعبة. Circumambulation. Circumambulation. Meaning going around the كعبة. Going around the كعبة. طواف of the كعبة. And number three, as-sa'yu, as-sa'yu, yani with sukoon on the ayn. As-sa'yu, with sukoon on the ayn. As-sa'yu, bayn as-safa, as-safa with sad, wal-marwata. Yani, as-sa'yu means hastening a little bit. Sa'yu, hastening a little bit, bayn as-safa wal-marwata. Between these two places, As-Safa, that's a mountain, and Al-Marwata is another mountain, right? So As-Sa'yu means hastening yani walking quickly between As-Safa and Marwa. And there's a place, right, where you actually jog a little bit, like, you know, stepping it up, like almost like running, or running, yani between certain point in the distance between Safa and Marwa. Not the whole distance, but just a portion of that distance, which marked by green lights or green poles or green whatever, down between them, and you step it up for the men, and the women should take it easy in public places, right? We're not having women running in public. So this is, Danny, the third pillar of the arkan of Umrah, al-ihram, al-tawaf, and, wa alaykum salam, al-sa'yu bayna al-safa wal-marwa. And all of this has details. Yani perhaps we have some time to discuss some of the details, but before that we want to look at the description of Umrah. Sifatu al-umrati. Sifatu al-umrati. Meaning what? The description. The description of the Umrah. Yani the wasf. The wasf. The sifa of Umrah. The first line says, Yuhrimu al-mu'tamiru. Al-mu'tamiru. Yani i'tamara means to perform the minor pilgrimage. I'tamara ya'tamiru. Al-mu'tamir means the one who is performing Umrah. Yuhrimu al-mu'tamiru min al-miqati wa yanwi wa yulabbi. Yuhrimu al-mu'tamiru, the one who is performing Umrah, the mu'tamir, he enters the state of ihram, or she enters the state of ihram, min al-miqat. Huh? We just got finished talking about the miqat. So min al-miqat means from one of the boundary places. Huh? Wa yanwi, and at that place also, the mu'tamir should make intention. Nawa yanwi, should make intention. Wa yulabbi, labba, yulabbi. What does yulabbi mean? To recite the talbiyah. To recite the talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. يعني to begin reciting the talbiyah. يعني so this is from the description of Umrah, that the mu'tamir, or the person who's performing Umrah, enters the state of consecration from one of the miqat, and there they make intention, and there they begin to recite the talbiyah. Second line says, يذهبوا إلى مكة وَيَتُوفُ بِالْكَعْبَةِ سَبْعَةَ أَشْوَاتٍ مُبْتَدِئًا بِالْحَجَرِ الْأَسْوَدِ. Huh? Second line says, يَذْهَبُوا إِلَى الْمَكَّةَ. Yani the person who's performing Umrah, after they go to the Miqat and do what they have to do there, then they go to Mecca. They go, يَذْهَبُوا إِلَى مَكَّةَ وَيَتُوفُ بِالْكَعْبَةِ, and they make circumambulation around the Kaaba. How many times? Sab'ata ashwatin. Seven circuits. Ashwat is the plural, yani broken plural, ala wazn af'al, from shout. Shout. One circuit is called the shout. Sab'atu ashwat. Seven circuits. Mubtadi'an, yani from ibtada'a yabtadi'u. Bada'a means to begin, right? Ibtada, mubtadi'an, yani beginning. Seven circuits, mubtadi'an, beginning, bilhajr al-aswad, beginning at the black stone. Yani the circuit should begin from the black stone. And end where? At the black stone. A circuit means you gotta get back to where you started from, right? If you start at the black stone, you have to end at the black stone. Mubtadi'an, bilhajr al-aswad. Fine. This is the second line. And after this, the third line. Inshallah, we'll go over this next week in a little bit more detail on page 21. The first line at the top of page 21. Yusalli raka'ataini khalfa maqami Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yusalli raka'ataini. Then, when the person gets to Mecca, they're going to do what? Yusalli raka'ataini. They're going to pray two raka'ah. The first thing they're going to do is pray two rak'ah. Khalfa maqami Ibrahim. Behind the station of Ibrahim. The station of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yani where are they going to stand? Behind the maqam Ibrahim. Exactly where? Anywhere behind it. 2 feet behind it. 2 yards behind it. In the back of the masjid. Or even outside the masjid, and as long as they're behind Maqam Ibrahim. يُصَلِّ رَكَعَتَيْنِ خَلْفَ مَقَامِ إِبْرَهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. The next line, يَسْعَى بَيْنَ الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى. يعني يَسْعَى, they will make the sa'i, يعني hastening between the two mountains of الصَّفَى وَالْمَرْوَى, سَبْعَ أَشْوَاتٍ, seven times, seven shout. Here, make a note that one shout in the sa'i is not like the shout in the tawaf. The shout, one shout in the tawaf means making a complete circuit from the black stone back to the black stone. But one shout in the sa'i means going from Safar to Marwa, that's one. And then from Marwa back to Safar, get back where you started, that's two. Some people think they start from Safar, go to Marwa and come back, one complete circuit. No, it's not like that. Some people, they made 14 times between Safar and Marwa. Yani, seven is enough, believe me. A person might be worn out after seven. Then they did seven more, because they didn't understand that one shout is from Safa to Marwa. And when you came back, that's two. And then you go and come back, that's four. And you go and come back, that's six. And then you go to Marwa, you end at Marwa, that's seven. That's seven, okay? So please pay attention to that, otherwise you might hurt yourself. يسعى بين الصفر والمروة سبعة أشوات. The last line, يحلق رأسه أو يقصر ويتحلل من إحرامه. يحلق رأسه, shaves his head. This is for men only. يحلق رأسه, he shaves his head. أو يقصر, or cuts the hair short. يعني gets a haircut, cuts the hair down short. وَيَتَحَلَّلُ مِنْ إِحْرَامِهِ. And in this way, he removes himself or herself from the state of ihram. As far as the women, they should have their hair in braids, and they should clip off a small amount, like the tip. Yani one, what do they call this tip of the finger here? Yani where the first line of the finger comes? Numla. Yani this first tip of the finger, the first top part of it, right? That amount, that small amount of hair from the braid, from each braid that they have in the hair, should be clipped. That's it. They should put the hair in braids. They should braid, put the hair in braids like a ponytail, right? One or two or whatever, right? And just clip the edge of it. Anyway, they can hold the hair together, to all together, making sure they clip the edge of it. That means that they got the whole of the head, right? If they can put it in ponytails and like that, braids or something, easily they can clip just the edge of it, small amount, like the tip of a finger. Yani, there's no shaving of head for women.
Before this, when you go on a plane and you know you're gonna cross the boundary, you said you make these moves and you shave the places in your body.
Yeah, the person who's entering the state of ihram, yani they should, in preparation for ihram, they should take a ghusl, a complete bath, right? And they should also, yani, do those things that you normally do for, as yani, part of yani fitra, right? Like clipping the fingernails, trimming the mustache, shaving under the arms and the private areas. All of that, hair should be removed, nails should be cut like this. Now, before you enter the state of ihram.
So before entering, you don't shave.
No, not the hair on the head. No, the underarms and the private area. The private area, underarm and the private area. Now, person flying from New York. Now. That's right. You probably can't take a shower in the air.
Right.
Unless you're flying with Trump.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what you'd be doing that for, but in any case.
Yeah. So anyway, now, so that means that person in New York, she can take the shower.
Yeah, you must take the shower before you get on the plane.
That's what I'm saying.
You must take the shower before you get on the plane.
Well,
you must take a shower before. All of that you should do before you get on the plane. You're not going to be in the plane shaving your private areas, shaving on your arms, clipping your nails, and taking a bath. You're not going to be doing that on the plane. You do that before you go to the airport. Before you go to the airport. Okay, we're going to stop here with this, right? Please review, yani, please review before next week, yani, what we covered today from the second part of this lesson, that is Al-Umrah, the arkan of the pillars of Umrah and the description of Umrah. And in the next class, inshallah, we're going to look at the specific description of Ihram from the Miqat and the specific description of Tawaf and Sa'i. And if we have time, I don't think we're going to have time to go any further than that. Mahdurat al-Ihram, the things that are prohibited in Ihram, before we reach the exercises. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 topics more to cover under this second section. Inshallah, just try to preview the rest of the lesson up to the questions as much as you can. And next week we'll take some of them. And we'll look at, again, the arkan of Umrah and the sifa, description of Umrah. And then we'll go to the next topic, sifatul ihram from the miqat. What is the description of entering ihram from the miqat? And the description of the tawaf itself and the sa'i. We'll try to cover those, or as much of it as possible, in the next class. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.